is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
Happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour Series presented by Sound Gear, and a unique way to open 2024. Pro Late Models took to the racetrack this past Saturday afternoon at Southern National Motorsports Park, and the Late Models will take to the track for the first time this coming Saturday at Southern National Motorsports Park. Kind of a unique way to open the 2024 campaign. And we'll go to recap the season opener for the Pro Late Models and our friends at Flow Racing.
The HendrickCars.com pace car makes its way to pit road, and the Egghelm 100 for the Pro Late Model season is underway. This racetrack with a reputation of being bottom lane preferred, that appears to be the case as they come down the front straightaway. And it's Tyler Tanner leading lap one. Third place starter Honeycutt trying to follow him through for second. Chris Wright falls back to third.
You can finally see Chris Wright's able to find some solace and be clear as we have one car stopped at the top end of turns one and two, is slowly idling down to the bottom of turn two. That is Jeff Batten. So far, we keep it green as he spun out, but kept that car rolling to keep us in under green flag conditions.
As we see there, Chris Wright also trying to keep pace with him, but Honeycutt is trying to pick up right where he left off as he goes for lead and contact. Tanner sideways. Honeycutt and Tanner tangle, and what a save as Tanner got straightened out by the front nose of the 51.
A great save there, and we do indeed stay green as Honeycutt made a move down to the inside. And Chris Wright, I mean, kind of shades of what Brett Suggs was able to do last year, goes down on the apron, and that is the first pass we'll see for the lead this season off the racing surface where there's weepers and puddles everywhere.
Chris Wright will go clear to the lead. Kyle Campbell, after electing to restart behind the 20 car, Wright is going to move back up in a second. Jimmy Renfrew Jr. in a double zero, trying to push Honeycutt back to fourth, and he's got the pass made out of four.
And Kyle Campbell, lap 67, goes to the point here at Southern National.
Now, what can he do with the traffic up ahead? Ironically, the car in which he chased to the finish line at Wake County is Campbell, as Lopez gets shoved aside right in front of the race leader. Campbell has to go high. They're three wide with the leader in the middle.
Heads-up driving there from Lopez, and heads-up driving for Campbell. He was aggressive. He tried to push the issue. They're going to be three wide behind with Logan Jones, and Wright slides up the racetrack, and he saves it. But Jimmy Renfrew Jr. up into second as a result.
Makes its way to pit road into the Death Wish Coffee restart zone. Honeycutt edges ahead at the line. Honeycutt dives to the bottom, and we'll see if that start stands.
Got a great jump, no doubt. The question was it a little bit of an early jump for the 51 of Honeycutt? Is now he receives a shot from Campbell. Campbell to the bottom. Honeycutt up the racetrack. He slides up. And once again, Kyle Campbell will lead the field back to turn two.
Start stands, not going to matter. Campbell back out in front. Now Renfrew Jr. and Honeycutt were side by side. Honeycutt quick to cut to the bottom and chop off Chris right there to stop his progress from moving to the inside line as Tristan McKee tries to get up into the top four for the first time today in that six car.
So we're going to look three wide almost into turn three. Quapple backs out of it, thinks better of it.
Spencer Davis in the 29 now into the back of the 20. And now Wright, another magnificent save.
And I got to tell you what, that is Mike Hopkins right there. He's headed home, white flag, one more lap to go at Southern National.
We touched on the fact this is a new car to the team. Got a new power plant for an opportunity such as this. Former Allison Legacy Series champion, former Carolina Pro winner. But the biggest win of his life is going to come here today. Kyle Campbell wins his first ever Cars Tour Pro Late Model race.
And Kyle Campbell, his first career Pro Late Model win on the Cars Tour. Jimmy Renfrew was second. Caden Honeycutt third. Tristan McKee fourth. Caden Quapple came home fifth. Spencer Davis sixth. Katie Hettinger seventh. Aiden King eighth. Chris Wright ninth. and last year's winner, Mike Hopkins, round out the top 10. Again, 28 pro late models took the green flag on Saturday afternoon, and the pros will return to the racetrack in a little less than a month, April 6th at Hickory Motor Speedway, the next time that we will see the pro late models in action. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this first segment of the first edition of Year 4 of the Stickered Up Podcast. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road, sticker up, we return. Morgan Patrick and I will preview this year's 2024 Cars Tour season. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Hey, this is Brendan Butterbean Queen, driver to number 03, Old School Video Games, LeithCars.com, Toyota, and you're listening to Stickered Up.
Green flag back in the air, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour presented by Sound Gear. And Morgan, we're in year four. They brought us back.
They did. They did. I am the voice from behind the curtain. And
people probably recognize your voice. Oh, yeah. If they're race fans, then they remember Pig on the Pole and
A little Sunday drive on PRN. I mean, yeah, I love old school racing, and that's what the Cars Tour is. And I tell you, going back to short tracks and seeing these drivers really work their hardest to try for that potential to jump up to the next level. That's what it's all about. And so it's fun to be a part of it. And again, our history goes back far beyond this podcast. But I remember when you had the idea of going down and pitching a Cars Tour podcast to the Cars Tour. And boy, I tell you, they bit hook, line, and sinker. And now it's year four.
Yeah, it's been fun for sure. And again, can't thank, Jack McNally for taking a chance on us, 4 years ago. Jack's still in the fold. I actually saw Jack last week while we were down wrapping the merchandise trailer, and he's still doing his thing, and I'm really excited that he's still part of this, even though he's not that ownership role, but he still has pretty intricate part of the weekend festivities for sure.
Well, I tell you, sponsorship is huge, and the Cars Tour has a new title sponsor. Let's just get your thoughts on Z-Max. That's a very familiar name for race fans.
It is, and it's something that I don't want to say took everybody by surprise, but, we're sitting here wrapped up 2023, and we get an email about a press release for the Cars Tour that multiple things are going to be incorporated in this press release, not press release, but like media event. And, man, they did it big time. They had the media event at Charlotte Motor Speedway, press conference, and in the media center there, and pulled in. And for anybody that's been to Charlotte, like, they've got the huge jumbotron on the backstretch, and it's playing replays of Cars Tour events and highlights from the previous year. And that right there was an indicator that the Cars Tour has taken it to the next level. And we go in, and Dale Jr. and Kevin Harvick and Jeff Burton Marks. I always forget him because Justin doesn't a driver, but he's so intricate in NASCAR. I mean, with Suarez winning in Atlanta, they've done their homework and they're doing great things too. But to have all four of those guys in the same room talking about how important sponsorship is and what ZMAX brings. A lot of people don't realize that ZMAX is owned by the Smith family, and Marcus Smith, an intricate part, whether people believe it or not, he's an intricate part in the success of the Cars Tour with bringing North Wilkesboro back online and having the Cars Tour run there. Their partnership with ZMAX and the Cars Tour multi-year deal, it's huge. It takes it to the next level. The Cars Tour is now expanded to the West Coast with the pros that run on the West Coast. And the schedule is so competitive in 2024 with the tracks we go to and just the drivers that have committed to running this series. I think 2024 has the potential to be absolutely outstanding.
Well, I think about it, everything that's happened in the last, let's say, two seasons, season and a half. Clearly, you've got your new ownership and they're vested in the Cars Tour. This is not a flash in the pan type thing. This is moving forward. This series is going to be an absolute launching pad for the talent that's out there. And we talked about it at the end of last season. You just hope that the homegrown, long-running race teams that have just put a lot of sweat, blood, and work into this series can still be in this series and afford to be in the series.
Yeah, and I think it's with anything. I think it's a challenge. It's not undoable. You know, I look at some of the moves that were made in the off season to kind of help offset that. The big one that comes to mind for me is Deke McCaskill and Deke moving over to being an R&S house car as opposed to his family-owned R&S race car that he won with not once but twice last year. But it also allows Deke to focus more on what he needs to do professionally with his shop and his work schedule, and then he's basically allowing Marcus Richmond and his team at R&S Race Cars to basically do the day-to-day operation to give him the best opportunity to win races each and every week.
You started with Deke, and again, fan favorite, absolutely one of the biggest names in the Cars Tour, a longtime driver. And he goes to R&S with the house car. What about the other drivers that have moved? I know we've had several musical chairs.
Well, I think the biggest one that made the most waves was when Nelson Motorsports announced that Connor Hall would be in the 22 in 2024. And obviously, Connor, very familiar with the Cars Tour with Chad Runt Racing the last 2 years. But that young man won a national championship on the NASCAR side and did it in absolutely dominating fashion. So I don't think it was a surprise to see. Barry Nelson's always been one of the top teams in the sport, and they had a little bit of a drought there for a couple of years where I think some of these other teams kind of caught up with their technology and caught up with what they were doing. I think that it has potential to be a great partnership. They went in their first event, not a Cars Tour race, but the Icebreaker down in Florence a few weeks ago and finished second. I feel like they had a couple more laps. They probably won a race. And I think that is a testament to what Connor Hall brings to that race team with his in-depth knowledge and ability to drive a race car. And that team, the people behind the scenes that have got another year of experience. They had some pretty big wholesale changes over the last couple of years over there, but I feel like they're definitely a contender to run for a championship, and they'll definitely be one of the teams to beat this weekend at Southern National.
All right, so two down. Deke, obviously, R&S house car. Connor Hall to Nelson Motorsports. Brandon Pierce.
Yeah, so Brandon, a guy that has been on our podcast multiple times, a fixture in the Cars Tour. I absolutely love the move that he made to Carroll Speed Shop and to be a teammate with Jacob Hefner. I think that he had a really good run there with Lee Pulliam. Lee and his program are doing something a little bit different. Obviously, Brendan Queen back with them, and then Isabella Robusto and Gavin Bolsham will be splitting the 55 through the course of the year. But I think that was a move that Brandon Pierce needed to make because I think that I think his chemistry and I think what he brings to the speed shop at Justin Carroll is he brings experience, he brings knowledge. And honestly, I think a change of scenery will be really good for Brandon. Brandon is, he's one of the most stand-up guys I know on the tour. I think it'll be a welcome change. I'm really excited to see what he brings to the table. And I think that we talked about Jacob Hefner for the last year and a half about he's just on the cusp of winning. It may be just having that teammate that he can bounce ideas off of and can basically use as a great resource. Maybe they help each other. So I'm excited to see how that pans out, not just for Brandon, but for Jacob Hefner as well.
Going over musical chairs, drivers changing seats here on Stickered Up. It is season 4. Stephen Dunn, I'm Morgan Patrick. The final name that we'll throw out, and we'll get your thoughts on it, Stephen, and that's Landon Huffman.
Well, Landon, you know, he was thrown in that Nelson car very quickly at the beginning of last year when their initial plan didn't really pan out like it wanted to. And Landon's a racer's racer. He's got the pedigree. His dad did Goody's Dash championships, multiple wins. And he put Nelson Motorsports back in victory lane in the biggest race of 2023 in the Old North State National at Tri-County. And he did a great thing with Nelson Motorsports. And I know that Barry is more than grateful for the opportunity to have worked with Landon. And I think that Jimmy Mooring saw what Landon brought to a race team. And, you know, Jimmy Mooring expanded from a one-car team with just Jared Fryer to now a two-car team where Landon Huffman will be driving full-time in the Cars Tour for Jimmy Mooring. And I think that being in R&S Race Cars, they've got good resources. I think that he's got some money behind him with some big sponsors that help get him to the racetrack each and every week with High Rock Vodka. I mean, that was one thing that he wasn't able to do last year in the Cars Tour is bring that sponsorship and that partnership that he's had for a couple of years. He gets to bring them to the Cars Tour. I think it's all twofold, but I fully expect him to compete for wins. I expect him to compete for a championship. And again, like, there's just so many moving parts on this late model side. It's essentially, and we've talked about this off air and we've talked about this with many people. This is what the Grand National Series was mm-hmm. back in the late 80s, early 90s. Really good race teams, really good race car drivers running around the Southeast at all these historic short tracks. So excited to see what all four of these drivers do in their new homes. And then we've got you've got the familiar faces. You've got Brendan Queen back in the 03, you know, Carson Quapple, the two-time champion back behind the wheel of the 8. You know, it's Bobby McCarty back behind the 6. I mean, you've got a lot of guys that can win races, and there's only 17 chances to win, and you've got 30-plus guys that have scheduled to run the entire season.
I tell you, it's exciting to think about it. I mean, the tour is growing. Certainly the fan base is growing. You mentioned the stops on the tour. Let's talk about the schedule. Let's just focus in on a new stop, and then there's also there's some old track in North Carolina getting two stops.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that was really exciting, and this was in the media the press conference in Charlotte back in December, the return of Orange County Speedway to the Cars Tour schedule. When the Cars Tour started, you know, 8-plus years ago, Orange County was a stop, not just once, but twice for a long time, and then it went to one. And then for the last couple of years, there's been a void with them not being on the schedule. And I know a lot of the race car drivers have really been pushing ownership and the series to get back to Orange County. And through the hard work and diligence of Terry Deal at Orange County Speedway and Kip Childress at the Cars Tour, they were able to put a deal together to bring the Cars Tour, not just the late model stocks, but the pro late models on April the 20th. And I know that that's one that a lot of race car drivers on the Cars Tour have circled on the calendar as one that they're looking forward to.
All right. And then the old lady, the old track that's going to get two stops. And I was fortunate enough to pop in the first time, and it really is an amazing place.
Yeah, I think the North Wilkesboro, with everything that Marcus Smith has done to get that place back to where it's at, it's absolutely remarkable. I personally am not a fan of the new asphalt. I think in the long term it'll be okay. I think that you really lose a lot of the raciness in that old worn out asphalt that made I thought that the race that we saw a year ago was phenomenal. And but in order for that place to stay relevant, you had to do that eventually. And so it'll be very interesting to see. You know, we go there like we did a year ago, the week of the All-Star race, and run on a Wednesday night. The pros will run on Tuesday. Late models run on Wednesday. I'm very interested to see what that race looks like. I think it'll be – it's really hard to predict. I think you'll see a lot of single – it's going to be really fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, extremely fast. But on the flip side, I think when we go back there at the end of the season to crown a – champion on both the late model and the pro late model, I think you'll see a completely different race, because I think that asphalt will have a little bit of time to weather, a little bit of time to kind of condition itself. So I think you're going to see two races at one racetrack and two completely different races, is my take. And I could be completely wrong and out in left field, but I just feel like with the amount of laps, competitive racing laps that will be put on that racetrack between the late models and the pro late models before All-Star weekend, and then what's put on that following weekend, and then, you know, leading up to that season finale, it'll be really interesting. I can't wait to talk to some of the drivers about what their thoughts are, but everybody I've talked to this point, it's going to be really, really fast.
Well, we are entering into season 4 with Stickered Up Podcast, of course, hosted by Stephen Dunn. The flow is now, they're in full swing. They've got a full season underneath them. They're back for season 2.
Yeah, I like the fact that they're back, and I think the biggest thing is consistency.
Yeah, they're very. I've enjoyed it. I mean, they've done a nice job. I mean, partners before just fine, but Flo kind of comes in, and they've got quite a pedigree.
They do, and I think that they have done a really nice job of growing the series with their streaming reach as opposed to Pit Road TV previously. I like the consistency. I like the fact that they have brought back Blake and Eric in the booth. There's some consistency there. Those guys do really well together. Also, Jacqueline Drake will be back doing pit road coverage. So, again, she's the familiar name and face that people associate the cars to. So I liked the decision they made to bring her in last year to kind of be the bridge for some of the new people versus the old Rheem. But I think that it'll be good. I think that their coverage improved last year from the first race to the last race. You saw some really good improvement in some big things. And I mean, just, you know, listening to the recap and watching it on Saturday, like, they've gotten even better. So it's a great tool to continue to promote the Cars Tour for those fans that can't get there. But it also gives the Cars Tour an opportunity to have a broader reach and not just be a regional sport or, you know, North Carolina, Virginia. Like, you've got guys and gals that can watch it in Wisconsin or Missouri or California, wherever that may be. So I think it's a great opportunity for the series to continue to grow and gain fans.
Absolutely. And again, it's exciting to think about Stickered Up as a fourth season. Cars Tour, it's their second year with the new ownership. This will be the last thing we hit. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll preview. But just your thoughts on year 2 as it is starting with the new ownership group.
Well, I think all of them realized, and they all commented on this in the press conference. I think that they all have their strengths, and when they can pull their strengths together, they really have a great opportunity. I think from my standpoint, I think year 1 was a great success. I think that those guys learned some lessons the hard way. They probably won't admit it, but I have seen things already that they have incorporated in the preseason stuff in 2024 that I feel like will really project them in the right direction. These guys didn't buy this series to not want to grow it and not want it to be something really special. But it goes, I think it goes back to what you said with, you know, Dale Jr. and Kevin Harvick owning cars in the series. It's them being able to use their popularity and their connections to get some of these younger drivers opportunities to make it to the next level of NASCAR. And the perfect example is the announcement that came out last week that Bubba Pollard's going to be driving an Xfinity car for Dale Jr. at Richmond. Bubba Pollard hasn't run Cars Tour races in a couple of years, but like when the super late models were part of that, he was a regular participant. And I look at someone like Lane Riggs. Lane's actually scheduled to drive Harvick's car this weekend at Southern National. That's an opportunity where he drove that car a year ago. And just with the opportunity to be in that 62 car and show what he could do, gave him an opportunity. He's got a full-time truck ride, right? It hasn't gone. He's had some bad luck the first three races, but I can tell you he'll definitely be one to beat on Saturday in that late model stock car. But I think that with their connections and Jeff Burton the same way, I think with what all these guys bring intangible wise and what they want this series to be, I feel like it could be a huge stepping stone for a lot of drivers to learn their craft in the Cars Tour and then take that to the Truck Series, to Xfinity, to Cup. We've got a prime example. Josh Berry's driving that four car for Stuart Haas, and he ran the Cars Tour for the better part of 7 years. You look at Ty Gibbs, who drives for Gibbs. He was a Cars Tour regular for 2+ years. You look at Carson Quapple getting an opportunity to run an Xfinity car for Junior at Martinsville next month. I mean, so I think it's a great opportunity to springboard these drivers to get them better opportunities. Caution flag is back in the air. This edition of Stickered Up Podcast will take this opportunity. Come down pit road, sticker up. We return. We will preview this weekend's late model stock car event at Southern National Motorsports Park. You're listening to Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast. Adam Zirkle, Performance Technologies, video overlays powered by Racetrays. Compare your driving line around the track against the best and see how you stack up against the competition. They get every lap, every car. Available at every Cars Tour event. New for 2022, Trackside IT services, and they can set up a network exclusive to your needs at the racetrack on race weekends. Contact Adam Zirkle, 434-222-8947. That's 434-222-8947.
Hey, I'm Carson Quapple, driver of the number 8 Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. You're listening to Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour presented by Sound Gear. And the late model stock cars will kick off 2024 this Saturday afternoon at Southern National Motorsports Park. KevinSaysYes.com 125. Again, the grandstands will open at 1:30. Qualifying for the late model stock cars at 3. Local divisions will take the green flag at 3:45. And the Cars Tour late model stock cars, 125 green flag laps. They will take the green flag at 4:45. If you can't make it to Lacuma this weekend, Southern National Motorsports Park. You can always catch the action live on Flow Racing. Taking a quick look at the entry list from the Cars Tour office out of Mooresville, North Carolina. We've got 31 late model stock cars on the pre-register list. They include Deep McCaskill, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen, Chase Burrow, Andrew Grady, Clay Jones, Brandon Pierce, Bobby McCarty, Carson Quapple, Buddy Isles Jr., Mason Diaz, Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, Caden Honeycutt, Cade Brown, Connor Hall, Cody Dempster, Jonathan Finley, Brent Owens, Landon Huffman, Bryce Applegate, Jamie Caudell, Stephen Nassy, Gavin Bolsham, Lane Riggs, Cameron Boland, Katie Hettinger, Minnie Tyrell, John Goyne, and Jacob Hefner. Again, 31 late model stock cars on the pre-list. And, man, there's probably about 15 or 16 guys on that list that can win on Saturday. And we'll be excited to see the late model stock cars in action again Saturday afternoon with a 4:45 green flag, the KevinSaysYes.com 125 at Southern National Motorsports Park. I couldn't do Stickered Up for 4 years now without the help of some really, really great sponsors and partners. Again, our friends at Pereer Tank Lines, they are back on board for year two as our title sponsor. Can't thank Donnie, Trey enough for all they do, not just for the Stickered Up podcast, but for short track racers everywhere. Adam Zirkle, our friends up in South Boston at GeoCut and Adam Zirkle Performance Technologies, and GSX Wraps. And as always, more Morgan Patrick and our friends here at Broadcasting Experts that make us sound crystal clear each and every week to you. We hope to see you this weekend at Southern National Motorsports Park. I'm Stephen Dunn, and that's another edition of the Stickered Up Podcast.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.